This is Chris.
And this is Jim.
And this is Double Dome Digitally Speaking.
Enjoy the show.
Imagine spending like $15,000 a month on this beautifully designed state-of-the-art storefront. I mean, you have the absolute best products in the industry. The interior design is immaculate and your sales team is top tier.
Right. The perfect setup.
Exactly. But you completely forgot to register your address on the global GPS system, so no one can actually route a car to your door. You're entirely off the grid.
Which is a complete nightmare for any business owner.
Right. And the crazy thing is, in 2026, millions of businesses are doing exactly this with their digital presence. They are just watching their revenue quietly bleed away. So, welcome to the deep dive. Our mission today is to explore how the rules of digital visibility have completely rewritten themselves. We're looking at this new world where AI assistants, rather than, you know, traditional search engines, hold the keys to your customers.
Yeah, and it is a profound shift in how information is categorized and delivered. I mean, we're actively moving away from the internet, operating as this collection of visual brochures designed for human eyes.
Mm-hmm.
And we are transitioning into a web of structured data sources built specifically for machine ingestion. So if you're operating a business, or frankly, if you're just trying to understand how information reaches your screen today, grasping this architectural shift is, well, it's no longer optional.
It's mandatory. And we have a brilliant source text to guide us through this today. It's a guide written by Chris Bradley from Double Dome Digital Marketing. And it's titled AI Fluent Website, Get Recommended by AI in 2026.
So, okay, let's unpack this, because the central premise here is that beautiful, highly expensive websites are suddenly failing.
Failing completely, yeah.
Right. And we need to look at the mechanics of how AI actually processes the internet and what a business has to do to become the preferred answer for models like ChatGPT, Claude, and Gemini.
The stakes really could not be higher. For over two decades, the entire digital marketing industry was optimized to capture human attention.
Oh, totally. Flashy graphics, catchy headlines. Exactly. It was all about visual appeal, persuasive copywriting, and fighting for that top blue link on a search results page. But if the underlying architecture of a website doesn't explicitly speak the language of a large language model, all of that human-facing beauty is irrelevant. You simply do not exist in the recommendation ecosystem.
And the guide is just relentless about this reality. I mean, the 2022 hustle of fighting for page one is dead.
Completely dead.
It is an obsolete metric. High-intent buyers, like the enterprise clients, the people ready to sign a massive contract or make a major purchase, they are no longer scrolling through pages of sponsored links and SEO-stuffed articles. They're opening their AI assistant and prompting it to find the definitive provider for a highly specific problem.
Which is fundamentally changing the discovery process.
Yeah.
We are moving from a system of keyword matching to a system of localized intelligent retrieval.
Right. And the source material grounds this in a really compelling hypothetical scenario about a CEO named Lucas. Let's make Lucas a bit more concrete. Let's say Lucas runs a highly successful B2B supply chain logistics firm.
Okay, a solid established business.
Yeah, his operations are flawless. He has case studies proving he can save enterprise companies millions of dollars. His website even won design awards. But Lucas is hitting a wall. He's in what the guide calls the AI slump.
The AI slump.
Yeah. His traditional site traffic is flatlining, and more importantly, his high-value inbound leads are just drying up entirely.
And Lucas is likely staring at his analytics dashboard, completely baffled by this. I mean, he knows he has the best solution in the market. He has the domain expertise.
Undeniably.
But when a massive retail corporation asks Claude or Gemini to recommend a supply chain optimization partner, Lucas's firm isn't even mentioned. A competitor with an inferior service is getting the citation.
Which has to be maddening. So the natural assumption for someone like Lucas is that his actual expertise just isn't valued anymore. If the best logistics firm isn't winning the recommendation, it feels like the quality of the service has been entirely eclipsed by whoever has the slickest tech setup.
Right, like it's just a tech game now.
Exactly. And that is a deeply frustrating realization for anyone who has spent years building real-world authority. I mean, is this basically like having that stunning storefront but no GPS coordination? Does the actual quality not matter?
Well, this raises an important question, and it is the exact friction point most business owners are hitting right now. But the issue isn't that expertise no longer matters. The issue is a failure of translation.
Translation?
Yes. An LLM does not experience the internet the way you or I do. It doesn't look at Lucas's award-winning hero image. It is not moved by the emotive storytelling in his About Us section.
Right, doesn't care about the color palette.
Not at all. It is parsing data vectors. If a website lacks the technical infrastructure to explicitly deterministically talk to these models, that hard-earned expertise remains locked inside a visual format the machine cannot easily process.
Wow.
So Lucas isn't invisible because he lacks quality. He is invisible because the AI cannot mathematically verify his quality.
Okay, that distinction between visual formatting and mathematical verification is crucial because it means if we don't translate the value, the AI has to essentially guess what the business does based on, like, unstructured marketing copy.
Yeah, and guessing is highly computationally expensive.
I was going to say, it must be so inefficient for a model to just guess.
Guessing is the absolute enemy of modern AI models. If a model has to infer your relevance, if it has to process hundreds of paragraphs of fluffy marketing jargon just to piece together whether you actually offer a specific service in a specific location, it is burning processing power.
Makes sense.
And more importantly, inference introduces the risk of hallucination. In high-stakes enterprise queries, these models are optimized for certainty.
Right. They don't want to look stupid by giving a wrong answer.
Exactly. If your site introduces ambiguity, the model will simply skip you and retrieve the data of a competitor who provides absolute machine-readable certainty.
So the entire game is removing cognitive load for the machine. We have to look at how a website actually builds that certainty. And the Double Dome Guide outlines a technical architecture to achieve this, moving away from just, you know, sprinkling keywords around.
The old SEO way.
Right. So the first major concept they introduce is semantic precision. And the shift here is defining entities, like people, places, things, instead of just relying on strings of text.
That transition from strings to entities is really the foundational layer of an AI-fluent web. In the legacy search era, a keyword was just a string of characters.
Just letters on a page.
Right. If you typed the string apple, the search engine just looked for pages where those specific letters appeared frequently. It didn't inherently know if you meant the piece of fruit, the technology company, or the record label.
Until it scanned the surrounding text.
Exactly. Semantic precision changes that entirely. It is the process of declaring an entity as a distinct node in a knowledge graph.
Okay, I'm trying to visualize this in practice. So if Lucas is optimizing his logistics site, he isn't just making sure the phrase supply chain management is in his headline.
No, not at all.
He's actually establishing his specific company as a recognized organizational entity located in a specific geography connected to specific service entities. He is like building a mathematical concept.
Precisely. You are mapping relationships. You are telling the AI entity A, which is Lucas's corporation, provides entity B, which is enterprise logistics, within entity C, the North American market.
Wow.
You're creating a deterministic relationship that the model can instantly categorize without having to read a single paragraph of human-facing text.
But wait, mapping those entities creates a new problem in my head. If you've mapped out these entities, you've essentially created a highly specific vocabulary, right?
Mm-hmm.
How does the AI actually ingest that vocabulary efficiently? Because if the bot still has to crawl through the entire visual layout of the website to find where you've declared these entities, we haven't really solved the processing problem.
Right, the bot would still be doing too much work.
Exactly. So I'm looking at the guide's mention of schema validation, specifically this thing called JSON-LD code. If I view the source code of a traditional website, I see HTML tags dictating fonts, column widths, image placements, all that stuff.
The visual rendering layer.
Yeah. Are you saying JSON-LD is an entirely separate, invisible script running parallel to the visual site, existing purely for the bots?
That is exactly the mechanism. JSON-LD stands for JavaScript Object Notation for linked data, and it functions as a hidden, highly structured layer of organization.
Okay.
So while a human visitor is reading a beautifully designed case study about how Lucas saved a client $2 million, the AI is completely ignoring the HTML formatting.
Doesn't care about the font.
Doesn't care at all. Mm-hmm. Instead, it is reading the JSON-LD script running in the background. That script explicitly categorizes the data points. It says, here's the service category. Here's the exact geographic service area. Here's the verified ROI metric.
Okay, here's where it gets really interesting to me. It's like we are shifting from painting a beautiful landscape for an art critic to writing a highly detailed architectural blueprint for a building inspector.
That is a perfect analogy.
Because it's like handing an AI a massive, disorganized, 1,000-page novel and asking it to find one highly specific fact about a character versus handing the AI a perfectly indexed relational database.
Exactly. In the novel, the AI has to read every page, parse the context, and just hope it doesn't misunderstand a metaphor.
Right. But with the database, it runs a simple query and gets an immediate deterministic answer. It is entirely about reducing that cognitive load for the machine.
And what's fascinating here is how that exact dynamic shifts our understanding of trust.
How do you mean?
Well, in the era of the human-first internet, trust was built through empathy and aesthetics. You trusted a website because the design felt professional, the review sounded authentic, and the copy resonated with your problem.
Sure, it felt right.
But a machine does not feel empathy. It computes certainty. This brings us to the necessity of the third pillar, the trust layer.
Oh, this is what the industry refers to as EEAT, right? Experience, expertise, authoritativeness, and trustworthiness.
Exactly. And the machine needs mathematical proof of that trust, because an AI assistant's primary directive is to provide safe, accurate, and reliable information to the user.
Because if Claude recommends a logistics partner that goes bankrupt next month, Claude loses user trust.
Exactly. So the AI will not recommend a business it cannot verify. Verification is the core mechanism. You cannot simply state on your website, "We are the leading experts in logistics."
Because anyone can type that.
Right. That is an unstructured claim. Mm. To build the trust layer, you use your structured data to actively link your digital presence to verified third-party authoritative sources.
Oh, I see.
You map your executive team's entities to their verified LinkedIn profiles. You connect your business entity to external industry databases, patent registries, or verifiable award citations.
So you're providing the AI with a verifiable data trail, like nodes and edges in a knowledge graph that actually proves your authority.
Yes. You aren't asking the machine to trust your marketing. You are forcing it to compute your credibility.
That is wild. Okay. So once a business actually implements this architecture, the semantic entities, the hidden JSON-LD database, and the mathematically verified trust layer, the operational advantages have to be staggering.
Oh, they are transformative.
Because the Double Dome Guide contrasts this new AI-fluent approach with the legacy system, and they frame it as a battle between renting clicks and owning recommendations. Let's bring Lucas back into this. Under the legacy model, Lucas is likely trapped in a cycle of renting his visibility.
The rental cycle is incredibly common, especially in B2B sectors. I mean, Lucas is likely pouring, what, $15,000 or $20,000 a month into Google Ads?
Easily.
He is doing this to force his way to the top of the search page because his organic reach is failing.
Yeah.
But the brutal reality of that strategy is that the moment he pauses his ad spend,
it disappears.
His visibility plummets to absolute zero. He holds no equity in his digital real estate. He is merely renting temporary space from the search engine.
And the 2026 standard flips that entirely. Because the goal is no longer to intercept a search query with a sponsored link. The goal is to become the preferred answer.
Right.
That means when a user prompts ChatGPT or Claude with a problem, the model organically retrieves your entity and highlights it as the definitive solution. You aren't paying per click. The architecture of your data has literally convinced the AI that you are the best fit.
And the guide outlines this shift in an efficiency gap breakdown that just fundamentally redefines marketing metrics. The shift in discovery mechanics completely alters the quality of the interactions a business has.
Right, because under the legacy system, discovery is tied to keyword search. So a user types a fragmented phrase like best logistics software.
And that query brings in an enormous amount of noise.
Yeah.
You get competitors clicking your ads just to drain your budget.
Oh, the worst.
You get college students doing research for a paper, and you get low-level employees just browsing options. Lucas is paying for every single one of those low-intent clicks.
But with the AI-fluent approach, discovery is driven by answer engine recommendations. An enterprise buyer isn't typing fragmented keywords. They're having a sophisticated dialogue with an AI.
Exactly. They might say, "Analyze my current supply chain bottlenecks in the Midwest and recommend three vendors with verified case studies in reducing transport costs by 10%.
Wow. So by the time the AI recommends Lucas's firm, the lead has been entirely pre-vetted.
Yes. The machine has already aligned the user's highly specific problem with Lucas's highly structured solution. The precision is unprecedented.
Right.
The AI is essentially acting as a deeply analytical middleman.
Then because the lead quality is so high, the way a CEO measures success has to evolve, right? Like, we are moving away from click-through rate.
Completely. For years, marketing agencies reported success by showing a CEO how many raw clicks they generated. It was a volume game. Today, the definitive metric is citation share and model preference.
Wait, how does a business actually measure citation share in a practical sense? It sounds kind of like a black box.
It does, but it requires monitoring how often distinct LLMs retrieve your specific entity data for a defined class of query. So if 100 enterprise users ask a model for logistics solutions in your region, what percentage of the time is your business cited in the output?
Oh, I get it. Does Gemini prefer your structured answers over your competitors?
Exactly. And if you are still throwing your entire budget at legacy keyword ads to drive raw clicks, you are leaking capital. You are paying a premium to capture the noisy, low-intent traffic, while your most valuable buyers have migrated to AI tools that don't even know your business exists.
That is a terrifying thought for a CEO.
Yeah.
But let me push back on this architecture from the perspective of the actual human user.
Okay, sure.
Because if Lucas spends all of his time, energy, and budget turning his website into a highly deterministic JSON-LD formatted database designed specifically to appease a machine, doesn't his website become incredibly sterile?
I hear this a lot.
Right. Don't we risk turning the internet into a giant, boring spreadsheet, entirely stripping away the human experience just to secure citation from a bot?
It is a critical concern. And frankly, it's the reason many creative agencies are pushing back against structured data right now.
Yes.
But Chris Bradley addresses this exact fear in the guide's FAQ, and the reality is completely counterintuitive.
Really?
Yes. Building an AI-fluent architecture does not mean abandoning human appeal or aesthetic design. In fact, optimizing for the machine inherently forces a better experience for the human.
I struggle to see how writing hidden scripts for a bot improves the user interface.
It's because of the discipline the process requires. To map your entities perfectly and create a valid JSON-LD structure, you can no longer rely on vague, clever marketing jargon.
You can't just be fluffy.
Exactly. You are forced to organize your business logic flawlessly. You have to clearly state your exact services. You must explicitly define your pricing structures. You have to present your credentials in a verifiable, logical hierarchy.
Oh, I see.
When you bring that level of pristine organization to your back-end data, it naturally dictates a cleaner, more intuitive front-end design. You strip away the convoluted navigation menus and the massive blocks of unstructured text that frustrate human users anyway.
That makes total sense. So the machine gets the pristine code in the background, and the human gets a blazing, fast, highly logical, and deeply persuasive visual experience. What is undeniably clear to the machine becomes effortlessly clear to the human.
Precisely.
You are essentially forced to actually understand your own business model. You can't hide a confusing service offering behind a beautiful stock photo anymore because you can't map a stock photo to an entity.
Nope.
You are building a unified system that operates flawlessly on two entirely different planes of existence simultaneously.
And that dual plane optimization is the hallmark of a business that will survive the next decade.
As we wrap up this deep dive, I want to direct this right to you, the listener. We have walked through a massive architectural paradigm shift today. The era of fighting for a blue link with keyword stuffing is over.
Long gone.
Whether you are a business owner desperately trying to stop the bleeding of your ad budget and secure high-intent leads, or you are simply a digital citizen trying to understand the invisible mechanics determining the information fed to you every single day, grasping this concept is vital. Structured data, semantic entities, and mathematically verifiable trust, this is the invisible language powering the modern internet. It determines who gets seen and who fades into obscurity.
If we connect this to the bigger picture, what we are witnessing is a fundamental evolution in how authority is codified. The reason agencies like DoubleDome are stepping in to act as the technical backbone for businesses is that they recognize human expertise is no longer sufficient on its own.
It's just not enough.
Your decades of experience, your flawless track record, your brilliant insights, they must be translated into the machine's native tongue. The future of digital presence, the actual mechanism of reaching an audience in 2026, relies entirely on providing undeniable, mathematically verifiable clarity. It is no longer about who has the loudest marketing. It is about who has the cleanest data architecture.
It's all about providing the perfect blueprint for the AI inspector. But that leaves me with one final lingering thought to leave you with. We are building these intricate JSON-LD blueprints to stop the AI from guessing, right? To provide absolute certainty.
Right.
But what happens when the market catches up? If every single logistics firm, every law practice, and every software company eventually masters this AI fluency, if everyone's structured data is perfectly mapped and everyone's trust layer is mathematically verified, how will the AI models decide who becomes the ultimate preferred answer when all the digital blueprints look exactly the same?
Now that is the real frontier.
Something for you to mull over until next time. Thanks for joining us on the Deep Dive.
We hope you enjoyed today's topic.
Be sure to like, comment, and follow us.
And check out our other shows, all related to digital marketing.
Whether you're a web designer, Google Ads specialist, or a small business owner, we've got a show that'll help you get clarity on what's trending now in digital marketing.
And if you need help,
with 25 years of experience across 30 plus industries and thousands of projects, we deliver ruthlessly effective Google Ads, SEO, and omnichannel digital marketing campaigns.
Learn how you can get consistent leads in 30 days or less using our proven digital marketing strategies.
Contact us at doubledome.com to set up a free consultation.